What are you doing up here?
Working on something.
You know you have kids that like to see their father on occasion. Besides, it's like 8 o'clock at night. Aren't you done for the day?
With normal work, yes. This is a side project to make some extra money.
Like the farm? Or the sitcom studio? Or the audiobook work?
Hey, I didn't hear you complain when I got you that mink coat.
Monk coat. It was a knockoff from China. Made with 100% monkfish fur. Monkfish don't have fur.
All the more impressive, I'd say.
All right, what's the latest scheme?
Matchmaking. It's a very lucrative business.
But you don't know anything about women.
I've been married for 10 years. I should know something.
All that means is that I don't know anything about making good choices.
It'll be fine. We just get some money from guys and set them up with some women.
We? You're dragging Miles into this too?
What? No. Two dudes doing a matchmaking service? That's weird. This is gonna be a you and me thing.
Well, it'll be nice to spend some more time with you. What do I have to do?
Well, since you're a woman, I was thinking you'd be a good spokesperson.
That works.
And you could review the men's applications.
Uh-huh.
And find women to match them with.
So, all of it?
No, not all. Well, yes.
You do realize that we have 6 kids running around, and I'm gonna have another one in, like, a week.
I figured you could do it when you're kind of not doing anything, like a part-time job.
Oh, so now you want your wife to become a wage slave? What will your tratty friends think? If word gets out, we'll lose our parking spot at the TLM. I like our parking spot.
Fine, fine. I'll just farm it out to a random podcast host.
Good. Hurry up and come downstairs. The kids want to play air hockey, and my pregnant belly is done getting hit by pucks.
I'll be down in a minute. Hey, Tim, good buddy. Have I got an idea for you?